Good afternoon and Happy New Year.
各位下午好，祝大家新年快乐。
Some consider the Chinese New Year to be the most important traditional Chinese holiday.
有些人认为在中国一年当中，新年是最重要的一个节日。
Customs and traditions with the New Year celebration vary from region to region.
当然，中国也很大，每个地方、每个省，他们庆祝春节的传统或者节目都不太一样。
But certain practices seem to be common for most.
但是呢，有一些庆祝活动还是一致的。
There is the honoring of ancestors at the beginning of the new year.
那就是在新年的开始，大家都要开始祭祖。
And then there's a family feast.
接下去呢，就是家庭的宴会。
There's also most visiting of relatives.
当然，我们免不了会探亲访友。
And further eating.
免不了会继续的吃好吃的东西。
And friends visit one another.
然后呢，朋友之间互相拜访。
And further eating.
还是吃了，就是吃了。
And finally, there may be a festival of lanterns.
最后呢是元宵节。
And of course, further eating.
当然了，最重要的还是吃。
Friends and family meet.
在春节的时候呢，朋友家人聚会。
They greet one another.
他们互相问候。
They often wish one another good fortune.
当然，大家免不了最重要一点是互相祝大家恭喜发财。
Some would even consider my wish of a happy New Year as impolite.
当然，也有些非常特别的人觉得祝他新年快乐一点不合适。
It did not contain enough of a wish for good fortune.
因为他没说恭喜你发财。
In the process of all the New Year's activities, many are paying attention to that which they believe brings good fortune.
可以大家回顾一下，在所有的新年的庆祝活动中，都免不了的都是大家祝大家新年发财。
Some may not believe in the superstitions connected with some practices.
当然了，很多人也不相信迷信。
But they continue to practice their traditions anyway.
但是呢，他们也不管这么多，还是继续的用传统的方式来庆祝春节。
The house may be thoroughly clean before New Year's Day.
在新年开始以前呢，大家都往往家家户户都会打扫卫生。
But what about New Year's Day itself?
但是呢，到了新年那一天，大家又怎么样呢
？Will people sweep and dust?
在新年春节年初一的话，大家还会打扫卫生吗
？Many will not because they fear that good fortune will be swept away.
大家很多人都不会这样做，因为大家迷信，如果你这样扫地的话，会把你的财神都扫走。
People will dress up for New Year's Day.
当然了，在春节的时候，很多人都会穿上很好的衣服。
They prepare for great celebrations.
因为大家要庆祝春节。
But will they wash their hair?
接下去会问他们会不会洗他们头发呢
？Some will not.
有一些人不会这样做。
They fear washing away good fortune.
他们会觉得，如果你洗头发的话，会把你所有财产一块洗走。
One friend told me that her father rejects everything about spirits.
一个 David 牧师的朋友告诉他说，他的父亲不相信任何属灵的东西。
But he still shoots off fireworks.
但是呢，他的父亲还是不断的每年的放烟火。
Why?
为什么呢
？To bring good fortune.
因为他相信，这烟火会给他带来好运。
Friends and family meet.
春节的时候，朋友家人聚会。
They talk about almost everything.
在这个时候呢，大家会谈天海阔天空。
But not.Everything.
但是呢，也不是每一件事情。
Certain words and topics are forbidden.
有一些话，有一些主题呢，大家是禁忌的。
They might bring bad fortune.
因为他们觉得这是不吉利的。
There seems to be an emphasis on family and food.
在春节当中，最重要一点是大家家庭的团聚和一些吃。
I wondered how they compare to good fortune.
在这呢 ，David 牧师不理解为什么这个吃跟家人跟这个财富有关系。
It seems that good fortune is more important than family or food.
对很多中国人来说，这个财富比这个家庭更重要。
People often honor ancestors because of their influence on good fortune.
中国人往往祭祖，因为他们相信或者迷信，他们祖先会对他们的好运或者财富会有帮助。
People may not visit some family on certain days to avoid bringing bad fortune.
有一些中国人呢，他们不会探亲访友在某些时刻，因为这些时间是不吉利的。
They will eat certain foods and avoid certain foods to help have good fortune.
他们也会吃一些有选择吃一些东西，不会吃一些不好东西来免得，给他带来不利。
People are very concerned that they will have good fortune.
所以说，大家都知道中国人他们非常在一直在重复他啊、崇拜他们财富。
The Bible tells us that God created mankind.
圣经当中告诉我们神创造了人。
When He did so, God blessed them.
当神创造人的时候呢，神也祝福人。
Genesis 5 it says, When God created man, He made him in the likeness of God. He created them male and female and blessed them.
在圣经这样写的，刚才我们也读过了，就是当上帝造人的日子是照着自己的样式造的，并且造男造女，上帝也赐福给他们。
God created man to enjoy good fortune.
神创造人目的是要让人来享受好的财富。
But mankind does not seem to enjoy good fortune.
但是呢，很显然，这人类啊，好像不去享受这好的财富。
If we did, we wouldn't put out so much effort at New Year to assure good fortune.
如果我们是真的是这样做的话，那么在春节的时候，我们不会花大量的时间和精力来祈求财富。
There are bad things in the world.
当然，在世界上有很多坏的事情。
You may even be afraid to mention them today.
有的时候你都害怕去 提起他们。
Some may think that mentioning them will bring bad fortune.
有些人会认为，说这些话的话会给他们带来不利。
The Bible does not ignore the fact that mankind does not have good fortune.
在圣经也没有忽略就是这样的事实，就是说人类从来不拥有好的财富。
The first book of the Bible, Genesis, tells us that God created man.
在创世纪中这样写到，神创造了人。
It says that God blessed man.
也提到，神祝福人。
But by chapter 6, we read how bad things had become.
但是在创世纪第六节的时候呢，也提到人类的邪恶。
It says the Lord saw how great man's wickedness on the earth had become, and that every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the time.
这样他是这样写到，耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的。
The Lord was grieved that he had made man on the earth, and his heart was filled with pain.
刚才我已经读了，我再读一下。耶和华就后悔造人在地上，必得忧伤。
Man did not have the good fortune that God had intended.
所以说，人类啊，并没拥有神所赐福给他这种财富。
What happened?
我们会问，究竟是为什么？
The way things are is not the way that God intended.
因为很多事情的发生都不是按照神的计划来发生的。
The explanation is found in the chapters between creation and this description of man's horrible wickedness.
对这个问题的解释呢，可以从神造人到神的邪恶的经文当中找到。
Man had created, God had created man and woman.
神创造了人，男生和女生。
He then placed them in a wonderful garden.
然后呢，他把人放在伊甸园里面。
Their life was good.
所以说，那时的人生活是非常好的。
But God had made one rule.
但是，神也给我们创造一个规矩。
They were not to eat from one tree.
那就是说，他们不能吃一种树上果子。
At some point, they broke the rule.
但是呢，刚开始伊甸和夏娃他们破坏这个规矩。
They disobeyed God.
他们就违背了神的。
And man lost the good fortune that God had given.
所以说，从此以后，神就失去了神所赋予的好的生活。
The relationship between God and man was broken.
从那以后呢，神跟人的关系破裂了。
The good relationship between the man and the woman was hurt.
同样的，这个男人跟女人之间的关系也破裂了。
The earth was cursed.
从此这地上也受到诅咒。
Man had to fight thorns and weeds.
从此以后，人类就要不断的与荆棘和杂草打交道。
And man had to leave the wonderful garden where he enjoyed such good fortune.
从此以后呢，人被神驱逐出伊甸园。
But God did not give up on man.
但是，神从来没有放弃人。
God had a plan to restore blessing.
神他已经有一个很好的计划来重新赐福于人。
We can trace through the Bible how God was going to accomplish this.
我们可以通过圣经来发现神是怎样来实现他的计划的。
Over 4,000 years ago, God spoke with a man named Abram.
大约在4000年以前啊，神跟一个叫亚伯兰的人说话。
He would later be called Abraham.
这个人呢，后面人叫后来叫他叫亚伯拉罕。
God told Abraham to leave the country he lived in.
神告诉亚伯拉罕就离开他生活现在生活的地方。
He was to go to another country.
叫他去到另外一个地方去。
Listen to what God promised him.
接下去看一下神是跟他怎么说的。
Will you read Genesis 12?
接下去我就把创世纪十二章一到三节经文再重读一下。耶和华对亚伯兰说：“你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地区。我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也叫别人得福。为你祝福的，我必赐福于他；那诅咒你的，我必诅咒他。地上的万族都要因为得福。”
God was going to bless Abraham.
所以说，我们可以看到，神是要祝福亚伯拉罕。
And through Abraham, God wanted to bless all peoples on earth.
当然，我们也可以看到，通过亚伯拉罕，神也希望祝福世界上所有人。
This is great news.
对我们来说，这是一个好的，非常好的福音。Sorry.
God still wants mankind to have good fortune.
因为神还是要我们人类也享受好的财富。
But not all have the same kind of good fortune, and not all will have true good fortune.
但是呢，不是所有的人都会同样的。都会同样受到好的财富，只有一部分人才会有。
Jesus told a story that reveals this situation.
在圣经当中，耶稣给我们讲了一个故事。
It's found in the Bible and the Gospel according to Luke.
是在路加福音里面有这样一个故事。
Jesus said that there were two men.
耶稣说到，这有两个人。
One was rich and one was poor.
一个是财主，一个是讨饭的。
The rich man had great fortune in this life.
当然，这财主的话，在他生命当中有很多很多的金钱。
He had fine clothes and lived in luxury.
他每天穿很好的衣服，天天享受豪华的宴乐。
The poor man was called Lazarus.
这讨饭的人叫拉撒路。
And he had ill health.
他也身体也不好。
He had to beg to live.
他每天要讨饭来过日子。
Eventually, as it is with all mankind, both had to leave this life.
最终就像所有的人一样，这两个人都要离开这个世界。
Lazarus went to be where Abraham had gone.
拉撒路去了亚伯拉罕所去的地方。
He had a blessed future.
他生活在天堂当中。
The rich man, however, went to a place of torment.
但是呢，这个财主呢，却去了阴间。
From that place, the rich man was allowed to see Abraham and the good fortune that that man was missing.
在阴间，这个财主举目远远的望见亚伯拉罕，也看到他失去他所有的财富。
The rich man begged Abraham for relief.
这财主呢就祈求亚伯拉罕来救他。
But Abraham said to him, "Remember that in your lifetime you received your good fortune, while Lazarus received bad things." But now he is comforted here, and you are in agony.
但是亚伯拉罕跟财主说：“偶尔，你该回想你生前享过福，拉撒路也受过苦。如今他在这得安慰，你倒是痛苦。”
Abraham also reminded him that there's a barrier between those two places that could not be crossed.
同时呢，亚伯拉罕也提醒财主说，就是在天堂跟阴间这一个非常大的深渊，没有人可以逾越过去。
This rich man had received in life what so many people want.
这个财主在他生命活的时候呢，他拥有很多人都向往的东西。
He had his good fortune.
他有足够的财富。
He had fine clothes.
他有最好的衣服。
He lived in luxury.
他每天都过奢华的日子。
He ate well.
他也吃得非常好。
Lazarus would have been happy to have the crumbs from his table.
对拉撒路来说，如果说他每天能吃到从财主桌上掉下来碎饼，都已经很高兴。
But was this really true good fortune?
但是我们要想一下，这个财主的这个财富是不是真正的好的财富呢？
He was happy for a little while.
这个财主也许在世上是高兴了一会儿。
But for all eternity, he would be in agony.
但是呢，对他的永生来说，我们可以看到他是非常痛苦的。
That is not good fortune.
所以说，他所拥有的未必是好的财富。
He was like the man in a parable which Jesus told.
这个财主就像另外一个在耶稣里面讲过的一个故事中另外一个人。
There was a rich man.
另外一个财主。
And one year his land produced a very good crop.
有一年啊，他的地非常肥沃，收了很多的作物。
It was so much that his barns would not hold it all.
因为这个田地生产产就太多了，所以说他所有现有的这个仓库啊都没法装不下去。
So he thought, I'll tear down my old barns.
他想那这样吧，我就把旧的仓库给拆掉。
I'll build bigger ones to store all that I have.
我就造一个更大的、更好的，把所有的这个谷物都藏起来。
I have great good fortune.
这样的话，我就有足够的财富。
I can take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry.
接下去我的生命会非常悠闲，会吃得好的，穿得好的。
But God spoke to him that very night.
但是呢，在那天晚上呢，神就跟他说
，You fool! This very night, your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself?
神就问他，无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂。你所预备的要归给谁呢？
Then Jesus explained, this is how it will be with anyone who stores up things for himself, but is not rich toward God.
这是神就耶稣就解释到说，凡为自己积财，在上帝面前却不富足的，也都是这样子的。
This is the big question.
所以说对我们来说，这是一个非常大的问题。
How can we be rich towards God?
那就是说，我们在上帝面前，我们应该怎样才会富足？
This is true good fortune.
什么才是真正的财富？
Having what we think is good fortune now is not enough.
我们时常以为仅仅拥有我们自己的财富以为是好的，其实这样财富是不够的。
We practice this principle every day.
其实我们每天都在寻找这样的财富。
We go shopping for food and we check the date on the package.
每天我们去买东西的时候呢，我们也会看一下这个产品的那个过期的日子。
Would we be rich if we stored a year's supply of food?
如果说我们把一年的所有吃的用的东西都放起来的话，你会感觉富足吗？
What if the expiration date was in 3 months?
如果说接下去所有的吃的东西会坏掉，在接下去的三个月里面，你会怎么样？
The good fortune of all that food would not last as long as we had hoped.
这就是说所有的食物所带来的财富都不会长久。
So it is with this life.
就像我们的生命一样。
We seek good fortune.
我们一直在追求好的财富。
But to be truly good fortune, it must last.
真正的好的财富的话，它一定会持久的、永恒的持续下去。
We need to be rich toward God in order for it to last.
所以说最终我们要在神面前做到我们有足够的财富、好的财富。
The man in the first story, who did not join Lazarus in the blessings with Abraham, realized this lesson too late.
在第二个故事，我们提到第一个故事里面那个财主，他认识到这个道理已经太晚了。
But he thought that perhaps his family could be warned.
但是呢，这个财主也意识到，他说也许他的家人可以得到可以得到警告一下。
He begged Abraham to send back Lazarus to warn his father's house.
他就祈求亚伯拉罕说，能不能把那个亚撒鲁瑟复活，让他回去警告他家人。
He had 5 brothers.
因为这个财主他有5个兄弟。
They still had a chance.
也许他们还有机会。
Perhaps if Lazarus came back from the dead, perhaps if he warned them, then they would turn from their ways and do what was right.
如果说这个拉撒鲁能死而复活，如果说这拉撒鲁能可以警告他们，这样的话，他们也许他们兄弟可以有机会，得到真正财富。
I believe that our ancestors, who are not with us anymore, remember their lives and their families.
在这 ，David 牧师认为，我们祖先当然现在已经不跟我们在一起了。他们知道他们现在生命，他们的家庭。
They would want us to know the truth.
我们祖先也知道，也希望我们要知道现在这样的一个真理。
They have come to know the truth about the future.
他们已经知道了这样将来的真相。
They know now for certain what happens after we pass from this life.
我们可以确切的是可以这样说，我们祖先现在已经知道，他们过世以后会发生什么事情。
If we wish to honor them, we would listen to what they would say.
如果说我们真正的在祭祖的话，我们应该要仔细倾听，我们祖先所告诉我们的。
They would want us to know that life is more than food and the body more than clothes.
那就是说我们祖先让我们要知道生命不仅仅是吃的和不仅仅是穿的。
They would want us to be rich toward God.
他要我们在神面前要富有。
They would want us to have true good fortune.
他要求我们要拥有真正的 不变的财富。
True good fortune will last forever.
因为上好的财富会一直到持续到永远。
Lazarus, however, could not go back to warn the rich man's brothers.
当然了，拉撒路也没有死而复活，也没有回去警告这个财主的一些兄弟。
Abraham told the rich man that his brothers had Moses and the prophets.
亚伯拉罕告诉财主说，因为这个兄弟会见到摩西和其他先知。
This is the first section of the Bible which we call the Old Testament.
在这里面是旧约里面记述的这故事。
His brothers should listen to them.
这个财主的兄弟们应该听摩西和其他们先知。
But the rich man pleaded with Abraham.
但是呢，这个财主一直在祈求这个亚伯拉罕。
If someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.
那就是说，如果有一个人从死里复活到他们那里去，然后呢，他们必要悔改。
This would surely be enough to motivate someone.
当然了，如果真的死人复活过来警告你的话，我相信已经可以激励所有的人。
This would be a reason to change how we lived.
如果真的是这样的话，我们应该有足够的理由来改变我们现在生活。
But Abraham still said no.
但是亚伯拉罕还是拒绝的。
And he explained.
他解释说，
If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced even if someone rises from the dead.
就是说，若不听从摩西和先知的话，即使有一个人从死里复活的，他们也是不听的。
God has already spoken.
神已经说话了。
He expects us to listen to what he has said.
他希望我们听到他一直在跟我们听他的话语。
He wants us to have good fortune.
神也一直要求，希望我们有一个好的财富。
He wants us to have good fortune that lasts for all eternity.
神一直要求，希望我们有一个永远好的财富能一直持续下去。
But he requires that we get it his way.
但是他也要求我们用合适的方式来得到他。
We must be rich toward God.
那就是我们在来到神面前的时候，我们一定要感觉到富有。
The Bible says that we are like sheep.
圣经说到过，我们就像绵羊一样。
We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way.
我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。
I used to live in an area of Germany where they raise sheep.
David 牧师以前住在德国的时候，那个地方是有很多羊。
The land was not too good for farming, but it was fine for sheep.
那个地方呢，那个土地不够，对那个种植谷物来说不够好，但是呢，可以来养羊。
Occasionally, they would move the sheep from one field to another.
不停的呢，他们这个牧羊人不停把羊赶来赶去。
They moved the sheep along the roads.
他当然，羊呢有的时候也通过这个路在路上走。
The sheep did not line up and march orderly down the road.
当羊在路上赶过去的时候呢，他们没有。这样笔直的，就是很听话走下去。
They would wander off the road.
相反，他们就走到路下面去。
They would try to go into the gardens along the way.
如果马路边上有花园的话，他也一直走到花园里面去。
They basically wanted to go their own way.
简单来说，羊他们希望走自己的路。
They thought that the grass which was next to the road was okay.
羊会认为看到草的话，就会不在马路上草或者花园里草，他们觉得这样草他们也可以吃。
The shepherd wanted to get them to the next pasture.
但是呢，牧羊人呢，希望把这个羊群赶到下一个草地。
But the sheep wanted to go their own way.
但是羊希望走自己的路。
We're like sheep.
我们就像羊一样。
We go our own way.
我们偏行己路。
We do not by nature go the way God wants us to.
我们作为人来说，本性上都不希望、不愿意走神所指出我们的神所要求我们所走的路。
We are rebels.
因为我们有反叛，我们是反叛的。
Like the sheep, we cross the boundaries.
就像羊一样，我们有的时候会，我们超过我们界限。
We go off the road to places where we should not be.
我们就不走我们现在路到我们走到我们不应该去的地方。
We want things that we should not want.
我们有的时候要求一些我们不应该得到的东西。
We take things that do not belong to us.
我们有的时候也拿一些。东西不属于我们自己的东西。
God punished the first man and woman for doing just that.
神呢也惩罚第一个夏娃亚当和夏娃，因为他们做了不应该做的事情。
And he will punish every other man and woman since then for doing the same thing.
当然从此以后呢，神会惩罚每一个人，如果说他们不做不听神的话的话。
The punishment is an eternal loss of any good fortune.
但是不幸的是，神的惩罚也就是对我们来说是永久的丧失了好的财富。
Unless we listen to God, we will never have true good fortune.
除非我们一直听神的话语的话，我们那这样的话，我们从来都不会有好的财富。
We will be eternally separated from God and all that is good.
因为这样的话，我们跟神永远的分开了。
The Bible verse that tells us that we are like sheep goes on to tell us God's solution.
圣经的经文告诉我们说，我们就像羊一样，就像羊一样，因为Let me try again, sorry. 圣经告诉我们说，我们就像羊，但是呢，他也圣经也给我们指出了一个神的计划。
It says, "And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all."
圣经曾这样说道，耶和华使我们重大的罪孽都归在他身上。
Iniquity is a word to label going our way.
罪孽这里面也就是指我们各行己。
The guilt for going our way is put to someone else.
在这圣经说到，各行己路的罪都归在某个人的身上。
But who is that someone else?
那这个人是谁呢？
Isaiah wrote that verse about sheep.
以赛亚呢说，在这经文当中提到是羊。
In that context, he calls that someone else God's servant.
在这些经文当中，以赛亚他说到。这个人是神的仆人。
God's servant had no sin of his own.
神的仆人是没有罪的。
But he also had no beauty.
神的仆人也没有家型美容。
Isaiah said, "People despised and rejected."
以赛亚说道，他被人歧视，被人厌弃。
He is called a man of sorrows.
他被人叫做一个忧伤的人。
Isaiah goes on to describe his death.
以赛亚继续来描述他这个仆人的死。
He was pierced.
他是被钉死的。
He did not open his mouth when accused.
当他仆人当其他人在指责他时，他从来没有还口。
He was killed with wicked men.
他被坏人杀死了。
But he himself had done no wrong.
但是这个耶稣神的仆人他自己一点都没做坏事。
He was buried with the rich.
他与财主同葬。
And he would come back to life.
但同时他会复活的。
Isaiah wrote this 700 years before Jesus came to earth.
以赛亚写这些经文的时候是在当耶稣来到这世界700年以前以赛亚写的这些经文。
But his words describe Jesus, his death, and his resurrection.
在以赛亚经文当中他描述到耶稣他的死和他的复活。
Isaiah elsewhere calls this servant Emmanuel, which means God with us.
以赛亚在其他经文当中也把这个人叫做以马内利，就是神与我们同在。
Jesus did no wrong.
耶稣从来没有做过任何坏事情。
He had no sin.
他从来都没犯过罪。
Jesus was sinless because he was God himself who took on human form.
耶稣是纯洁，因为他是三位一体，他是神以人的形式在来到我们世上。
Jesus was born through Mary, a descendant of Abraham.
耶稣的母亲是玛丽，也是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
This was God's fulfillment of His promise to Abraham.
耶稣的出生也就是神对亚伯兰许诺的一个实现。
God promised to bring good fortune to all peoples through Abraham.
因为神许诺给所有人，就是说他要把好的财富。带给世界上所有的人。
Jesus provides true good fortune to all who believe.
在这，耶稣把真的财富带给所有信他名的人。
God put to Jesus the guilt of our rebellion.
神让耶稣担当了我们的罪。
Jesus suffered and died in our place.
这样呢，耶稣死了，为我们而死。
If we will turn from our own way, then God offers us eternal good fortune.
如果说我们能可以改变我们现在所做的，这样的话，神就给我们提供了一个永恒的好的财富。
In Jesus, God will forgive us.
信耶稣，这样我们才会得到神的原谅。
In Jesus, God will consider us to be righteous.
通过信耶稣，神会跟我们重新和好。
We will become rich towards God.
这样的话，在神面前，我们也会感觉到富裕。
If you are seeking eternal good fortune, then I challenge you to turn to Jesus.
如果说你一直在追求这个什么叫永恒财富的话，在这 David 牧师就邀请你们来一起寻求耶稣。
Only in Jesus will you find it.
因为只有在耶稣那里，你可以才能找到他。
Talk with God.
跟神祷告。
Agree with Him. You've gone your own way.
就是在神面前忏悔你以前各行己路。
Agree with Him that you deserve to be eternally separated from all good fortune.
在神面前承认你不再追求地上财富。
Ask for forgiveness on the basis of the death of Jesus for you.
相信耶稣，并且得到神的宽恕。
And God has promised that you will not be disappointed.
因为神已经给我们做出了承诺，他从来不会让我们失望。
You will be blessed.
你会得到赐福的。
Amen.
Amen.